We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
I, Amy Coney Barrett, do solemnly swear.
This is a victory for our founders.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
This is why I do what I do.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
I mean, this is really an illegitimate process.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
Elections have consequences.
That I take this obligation freely.
I will be honored to vote to confirm her nomination.
Without any mental reservation.
Highly fitting that Justice Barrett fills the seat of a true pioneer.
For purpose of evasion.
President Donald Trump delivered on one of the central promises he made to the American people.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
Fantastic person, fantastic woman.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter. So help me God.
So help her God. There you heard Amy Coney Barrett taking the oath last night, administered right there on the steps of the White House, right on the backside of the White House. It was outstanding and awe-inspiring to watch. This morning, there'll be a private ceremony at the White House where Justice John Roberts will give her the official swearing in to the Supreme Court. And I'm guessing she's getting right to work because they're going to start hearing arguments on Monday, I believe, the day before the election. They're going to hear like 2 weeks of arguments for cases they're going to be dealing with. So, gee, the first case she'll be hearing won't be whether the election should go to Donald Trump or Joe Biden, which is what the left was trying to sell you, the hogwash during these hearings. Hey, glad you're with us. Happy Tuesday, 1 week out from the election. We have the voter's guide up on the website, 971talk.com/Cox. And, of course, a link to the Facebook page right at the top. Tricia pinned it right to the top, stuck a pin right through the computer monitor, and it's stuck right there at the top of the page.
Is that how that works? Science.
Apparently. Mm-hmm. It's
perfect.
Beautiful.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Always wondered.
You can go there. It's already had over close to 3,000 views, lots of shares. If you have questions about the issues in the state of Missouri, please check that out. Our friends in Illinois, Annie Fry, is taking care of that voter guide, and she'll have that one for you. So we're going to deal with that during our town hall tomorrow night, just to let you know. So you can join us then at 6 o'clock on Facebook, and we will tear down each and every one of those important issues for you live. Right now, I think we should get to somebody else who wants to go live. He's Todd Pyro.
I'm not the smartest guest you've ever had, but the people seem to love me. This was inappropriately close. Maybe not the ilk of Joe Biden. Don't put cherry on a hoop sundae. This is so silly. It's so simple. DVR me.
Todd Pyro of Fox and Friends joining us this morning. Todd, how are you, my friend?
Oh, it is on like Donkey Kong.
What a night, huh? Never a dull moment in this election cycle.
I mean, never a dull moment. 24/7, every single day of the week, every single day of the year, all the years. You know, I always make this point. I'm just making a factual point. in the law, which is my original vocation, if you will, Friday afternoon is kind of when, like, everything dies down. You get an opportunity to, like, work on some long-range stuff, set yourself up for whatever work you're going to have to bring home over the weekend. But it quiets down, you know? Not in this presidency. Friday nights is when things pick up, and then they continue on Saturday and Sunday and, you know, Monday night. Forget it. Monday night's like 9 a.m. on a Wednesday. It's a work day at 9 p.m. on a Monday night, and quite frankly, long into the night. I mean, it's insanity.
Yeah.
D.C. is no longer a 9-to-5 job.
Long after, you know, I stayed up to watch her swearing in, and then, of course, I went to bed. I'm sure you probably had to do the same thing because of your hours. I know on Fox and Friends First this morning, one thing you guys were covering were these riots in Philadelphia.
Yeah, bad situation there. You know, unfortunately, it seems like we have, again, without all the facts right now, a eerily reminiscent situation from previous situations. You know, again, maybe this is a same church, different pew type deal, but nevertheless, sad all around. And obviously, we were monitoring the unrest all morning long, and we'll continue to evaluate and see what's going on as the facts bear out. But then again, you go into the, you know, you're a news guy, Mark, you get this, you go into the other blocks, and it's just like, okay, the other big story is Amy Coney Barrett. And then there's a third big story called the election, you know, the biggest election of our lifetime. So it's just like, you know, pick your poison.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. I looked up this morning as I was doing, getting ready for our show. I saw one of your headlines said that 30 police officers in Philadelphia had been injured right in the protests overnight.
Correct. And you know, I'm not saying that officers did not get injured in previous violent protests, riots, whatever you want to call them. But, I mean, I think we could all agree that this year the number seems to have risen precipitously during situations like this.
Yeah. You know, I would agree with that. So you move on to the next block, and you're talking about Amy Coney Barrett and all of this. There's no way you could do that without playing some of the over-the-top reactions from the Democratic senators who spoke on the floor yesterday, including Chuck Schumer, who called yesterday. I mean, the hyperbole on this is over the top. The darkest day in the United States Senate in 231 years.
Yeah, I'm sure that other people would disagree with that assessment. You know, I don't know. Maybe were they in session on 9/11?
Yeah.
Let's go with that as maybe a bad day. I don't know. Maybe during the World War II situation. You know, I the hyperbole is ridiculous. You know, especially because, like she said, 9 trillion times during her confirmation hearings, you don't know how she's going to rule until a case or controversy is before her and she rules.
And she starts hearing cases on Monday, apparently, the day before the election. And, you know, right. I don't know which of those cases she's going to be hearing. Clearly, an election decision case won't be the first thing she hears. Roe v.
Right.
Wade won't be the first thing she hears. A Second Amendment case won't be the first thing she hears. These are all the things we were warned about during, during the lead up to her nomination vote.
Right. Yeah. That case entitled, I'm going to take away your health care and make sure that grandma dies and everybody with pre-existing conditions dies. You know, that case is not in front of the court on November 2nd, I guess.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm looking around the country here. I see where there's a Florida man story.
Love
some dude who bulldozed a Biden campaign sign. Did you see that this morning?
I mean, who hasn't done that? Now, keep in mind that if it's Florida, it could just be a bad driver.
It's true. So this guy apparently was drunk, but happened to have the skill set of being able to drive a bulldozer. So he stole
sure.
a bulldozer from a Florida construction site in Haines City, Florida, drove it through a neighborhood, knocking down campaign signs for Joe Biden.
And Cox, I've heard of your wild college years. Getting all hopped up on Mad Dog and finding the nearest construction site and going to town. I know how Mark Cox operated in college.
I have to tell you, I was complaining about this yesterday.
I put a Trump Biden, I put a Trump sign in my front yard because the neighbor had a Biden sign. And
sure.
It's been fine. It's been there for, I don't know, the better part of a week. And I came out Sunday morning and it was gone. Somebody had stolen my Trump sign. I was heated.
Because stealing your Trump sign is going to change your mind on who you vote for.
I know. I just don't understand the thinking. I mean, I've driven by dozens of signs for Trump and Biden and our local candidates here, the ones that I support, the ones that I oppose. The thought has never crossed my mind even once to stop my car, get out and kick that guy's sign over because I don't like it.
Right. It's a sad state of affairs. And you know, with all due respect, it happens on both sides. I mean, you know, it's not just people taking the Biden signs. It's people taking the Trump signs and vice versa. So, you know, it is an unfortunate sort of aspect of life in this current environment. But, you know, it is where we are. And you're definitely going to see a lot more of this, potentially even worse between now and Election Day. By the way, very, very serious again. We must live in serious times, Mark.
You think? I know. So what are they doing with you for election coverage, Todd? Are you you got plans to be sent into the field? Are they playing it all close to the vest?
I truly have no idea. That's not me being obstreperous with you. And that's a big word. I truly have no clue.
I know one of the local TV stations has invited me to come on there, and they're going to kick around some of the issues leading up to election night. And here's what I'm thinking. I won't be there all night, but I don't think there's any chance we're going to know, even at 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning after the 3rd, who the president is.
I'm wondering if we're going to know by 2021.
Yeah, no
kidding.
That's
my goal. I try to limit expectations. I told you, Mark, when you started asking me to come on the show with some regularity, I said, you know, Mark, don't expect greatness. You're not going to get it. If you get one day here and there on a Tuesday morning, 7 o'clock Central Time, where I bring it, great. But don't expect greatness. Most of the time, it's going to stick. Similarly, I'm lowering expectations for the election. Maybe 2021, who knows, 2022. I'm not being greedy.
It's got to come back at some point, right?
Arguably. Allegedly.
Todd, listen, buddy, we always appreciate your time. Thank you.
Good luck, and I hear Harry Truman's running in Missouri this year, right?
He might as well be.
He went. Okay, cool. Have a great one, Missouri.
Yeah. We'll talk to you next week. We appreciate it. Todd Pyro there of Fox and Friends. Fox and Friends first. I should be more specific. If you're just listening,
DBRM.
If you're just listening to me now, you may or may not be up at 3 a.m. when Fox and Friends first goes on the air there with Todd and Jillian Melly, I believe is Jillian. That's the young lady that he anchors with, and then Fox and Friends comes on at about 5 a.m. about the time we do, and then they send Todd out on assignments or whatever it is that Todd's doing. Sounds like he was walking to his car when we were talking to him there.
Possible.
That's
Maybe
possible.
On his way home.
It's good. That's fine. We understand that. So you heard me mention the Supreme Court is going to swear in Amy Coney Barrett this morning. yesterday, before she got sworn in, they acted on a very important piece for this election. And it's important to know this. In Wisconsin, a lower court judge was trying to extend the time for mail-in balloting. So the Supreme Court voted 5-3 along the existing ideological lines to deny a bid by Democrats to reinstate a 6-day extension to receive mail-in ballots in Wisconsin. So you've heard me say before, they just want to keep voting until they get the result that they want. There could be no such thing as a deadline because you need to be able to keep voting if you're out there trying to harvest ballots. And it's claiming that this story on The Hill claims the ruling may have a disproportionate impact on supporters of Joe Biden, who are more likely to vote by mail than backers of President Trump. Well, why is that? Elena Kagan wrote a 12-page dissent arguing that the ruling will disenfranchise Wisconsin voters. Clearly, they believe you're too dumb to vote if you can't get your mail-in ballot written out and stuck in the mail in time for Election Day. That's what that tells me. It's just like the voter ID laws here in Missouri. When the argument is you're just trying to suppress the vote. You're trying to keep people who don't have a driver's license from voting. Well, that's not true. Ask Jay Ashcroft, who we're going to have on the show this week. We'll ask him when we have him on. They specifically wrote the law to say if you don't have an ID, go down to the DMV, because I know you go to the grocery store. I know you go to Home Depot. I know you go to Walgreens. Go to the DMV. They'll give you a state ID for free. Then you have no excuse. Well, that's you're putting your foot on the neck of the people. Hogwash. This is what Elena Kagan said about that. The facts as found by the district court are clear. Tens of thousands of Wisconsinites, through no fault of their own, may receive their ballots too late to return them by Election Day. Well, whose fault is that? Who the hell's mailing out the ballots? Is that the state of Wisconsin's fault that they got their ballots too late? I got an idea. Go vote in person, and you won't have that problem. This is just, it's the craziest complaint I've ever heard. And they're trying it across the country. The Supreme Court, by the way, in case you're keeping track here, is also being asked to step in on the Pennsylvania mail-in ballot extension because a lower court gave in to the Democrats who are trying to extend voting in Pennsylvania as well. Do these state names get your attention at all? Why would the Democrats be so worried about extending voting in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, unless they're afraid they're going to lose there? What else could it be? Why do you need extra days to vote, to count votes in those particular states? So Pennsylvania Republicans have gone to the Supreme Court, and they're asking them to roll back Pennsylvania's mail-in ballot extension after it was granted by a court. The Pennsylvania GOP asked the justices Friday night to fast-track a formal review of a major ruling by their state Supreme Court, which held that mailed ballots sent by Election Day and received up to 3 days later must still be counted. For God's sake, man, we're adults. You have to go to work. You have to go to the store. You have to go vote. You have to know when to mail your Christmas presents. I'm sorry to keep going back to that. It's the most obvious one to me. But we have to find excuses for, well, you know, they may not have been fair. They may not have had enough time to get to, you know, maybe they were out of stamps. Maybe they couldn't, they're not smart enough to go to stamps.com and buy some stamps. They're not, you know, you can get stamps at the grocery store, can't you? Yeah, you can. Most grocery stores you can buy stamps.
But
we have to make excuses.
But that's not an excuse, the I don't know.
No.
Because I don't know, that doesn't mean that my vote should be counted if I don't do it right.
Long lines in Missouri so far for people who are absentee voting. And what I've discovered there is they don't even really question you very hard on why you can't come and vote on Election Day. Which kind of disappoints me a little bit.
Because the rules kind of changed this time around, right?
Well, for mail-in balloting.
Basically, for anything you can.
Yeah. Not supposed to be.
Because of COVID.
There's a list of reasons why.
Those people that are standing in line cannot be because of COVID.
Thank
you. Because they are packed.
If you can go stand in line to vote early, you can go stand in line to vote on Election Day. If your only excuse is, I'm afraid it's going to be too crowded on Election Day, that's not on the list of reasons. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Let me get to a quick break here. 314-241-9797. My friend Cam Edwards is going to join me here coming up. He's, of course, editor at BearingArms.com. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, Mr. Biden, if I can, sure. Questions and controversy continues today about Hunter Biden, your son's
there is no controversy about
overseas dealing.
It's
just
all
questions.
A lie. It's a flat lie because the president has nothing else to run on. If you notice, while American people are talking about what's happening to their families, he has no plan. In the debate, he has no plan. Everything from the Wall Street Journal, every other major news outlet has said what he's saying is simply not true about my son.
Oh, is that right? Hey, Joe, have you seen the videos? Have you seen the emails from that laptop? Do you deny that those belong to your son? That's the question that a real journalist would ask Joe Biden, but not this guy. What about the controversy surrounding Hunter Biden? Don't ask him a vague question like that. Get down to the nails of it. We know what's in the emails. Come on. He's getting an easy pass here. He's also getting an easy pass on what he would do to your Second Amendment rights.
If you ban him in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
Cam Edwards, our guest this morning from BearingArms.com. And Cam, welcome back into the show, my friend.
Hey, Mark, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. I just want one day to go by where Joe Biden doesn't take a softball question on these important issues.
I think you're going to have to wait till after the election, unfortunately.
It's sad. It's really kind of embarrassing that nobody's willing to go there. I mean, he said one time that when I get elected, I'm appointing Beto O'Rourke to be my gun czar, and nobody's asked him about that since then. Isn't that amazing?
It really truly is. I mean, when you consider the scope of Joe Biden's gun ban, how many tens of millions of Americans would be subjected to his ban on so-called assault weapons and large capacity magazines? I mean, Mark, this is honestly the biggest confiscatory act by a government since Prohibition. And Joe Biden, you're right, he has not been asked about this on the campaign trail, during any of the debates, during his town halls. The media just seems unwilling or uninterested in bringing up this issue, which I think is hugely important to tens of millions of American gun owners and voters.
Oh, well, it should be. It should be. So what does Politico trot out this week? They trot out an article that says they're afraid, they're buying guns, but they're not voting for Trump. This infuriated me when I read this article, because I got a friend who comes on the show sometimes, right? He's a hard lefty. His name is Keith. And I also happen to know that Keith went for the first time in his life with his wife recently, and they each bought a gun, and they're taking concealed carry courses. And what I pointed out to him was, the only reason you don't feel safe is that St. Louis has 215 murders right now and is on track to break a 25-year-old record, and it's the policies of the people you support that's directly causing this. Why would you go to the polls and vote against your own best interests?
What does he say?
Oh, he has no answer. He denies that the circuit attorney in St. Louis is part of the problem. He supported her reelection. I mean, it's just insanity.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, that is going to be the case. We are looking at over 5 million Americans who've become gun owners since the first of the year. And I wish that every one of them would consider their Second Amendment rights as they're voting. Unfortunately, we know that a lot of them won't. They'll say, well, you know, these gun control laws, they won't impact me. I think they'd be surprised by that. But, you know, I think it's up to us as gun owners, again, to talk about the types of laws that Joe Biden wants to put in place. And they are all directed, Mark, at legal gun owners. Joe Biden's idea of fighting crime is to make it harder for law-abiding Americans to exercise their constitutional rights.
Right.
And he hopes that will have some sort of trickle-down effect on violent criminals. Well, look, you can see in St. Louis, criminals don't really care what the laws are regarding legal gun owners and law-abiding gun owners. The way to deal with violent criminals is to ensure that there are consequences for their actions, swift and certain consequences for their actions. And instead, Joe Biden, you know, when it comes to actual prosecution of violent crime, I don't think that's really something that is a priority for Joe Biden. He seems to be much more interested in reimagining policing than actually cracking down on those relatively few individuals who are causing such pain and heartache in so many of our American cities.
Yeah, that's absolutely the truth. Cam Edwards, my guest this morning, BearingArms.com. It's his website where he's the editor. And, you know, we had a shooting in Philadelphia last night. I know they're still investigating it, but I've seen the video, like everybody else has, where the police repeatedly told the guy to drop the knife, and he repeatedly didn't, and then he lunged at them, and he got himself shot. And Joe Biden's answer to that is, well, why couldn't they just shoot him in the leg? That's where he wants to take law enforcement.
Yeah, that is where he wants to take law enforcement. And, you know, this happened just a few miles from Joe Biden's campaign headquarters there in Philadelphia. I wonder if Biden will actually have anything to say about this, because, as you point out, Biden has repeatedly said that law enforcement training should involve aiming for the leg, not aiming for center mass, not trying to stop the threat. And if you watch this video, again, as you say, we're in the very early hours of this incident. But if you do watch the footage there, this was a guy who was approaching officers with a knife. The officers were backing up, repeatedly demanding the guy put the knife down. He did not. And then when he came after officers, that's when they opened fire. Does Joe Biden really honestly believe that these officers should have aimed for the leg on a crowded city street where there were, you know, bystanders standing by? They really think like that would be the most appropriate response in terms of public safety, in terms of officer safety? It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree completely, Cam. You know, up in Michigan, some of the sheriffs made an announcement this week because apparently the Secretary of State or somebody at the state level announced that they were going to ban open carry at the polls on Election Day. And a sheriff's organization pointed out, guess what? That guidance is illegal. You're not allowed to decide that unless the polling place happens to be a church or a school. You can't just randomly decide when and where somebody can open carry just because it's Election Day.
Yeah, this is really interesting. So first of all, I mean, again, there's a lot of concern on the part of law enforcement that Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson simply doesn't have the authority to ban open carry of firearms at polling places. So you've got the Michigan Association of Chiefs of Police, which represents, I think, 385 different police chiefs saying, we don't have the power to enforce this. You've got a number of sheriffs around the state who are saying the same thing. There's been a lawsuit filed by Michigan gun owners, Michigan Open Carry, challenging the provisions, because there's a quirk of state law in Michigan, Mark, that even if Benson had the authority to do this, there are some places that are off limits to concealed carry, but concealed carry licensees can openly carry in these places, like churches or schools. I know, it's bizarre. And a lot of these places are also going to be polling places. So under Benson's order, people can carry concealed, but they can't openly carry. But in some locations, that's going to result in not being able to carry at all because concealed carry is banned. We'll see what a judge says, but, you know, we're already hearing what law enforcement has to say, and it sounds like they're not going to be enforcing that that order by Jocelyn Benson in many cases.
It's encouraging, actually, to hear some common sense coming out of there, to be honest. Cam Edwards, listen, keep up the good fight, brother, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Appreciate it, Mark. Have a good one.
You bet. Cam Edwards there, editor at BearingArms.com, host of the NRA News Cam and Company, and a podcast called 40 Acres and a Fool. At Cam Edwards is his Twitter handle, so go there and check him out. 314-241-9797. Maggie, hold the line. I got a few lines open. We'll get to your calls next.
Good morning. This is President Donald Trump. I just want to say all this winning is getting a little tiring, but I never miss the Mark Cox Morning Show.
All right, Mr. President, thank you. I appreciate that. I know you're busy these days. Flying all over the country, doing rallies. Like Energizer Bunny.
I was at the gym yesterday morning, and I look up, and Fox News is running a rally. And I'm like, why are they running this replay at, you know, what happens to be like 11 o'clock our time? It's live. He's just doing a campaign rally for an hour in the morning in Pennsylvania yesterday.
Man.
Like, you've got to be kidding me.
He did three of them. Then he returned to the White House in time for the swearing-in of Amy Coney Barrett.
It's insane.
Looked as
it's
fresh.
It's exhausting just thinking about it.
I know.
To actually live it, I can't even imagine.
He looked as fresh at 9 o'clock last night as he did at 10 a.m. yesterday morning when that rally started.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree. It's pretty amazing. Compare and contrast that to the graying presence of Joe Biden, can I just tell you? Let me get to Maggie here on line one. Maggie, good morning. Maggie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Go ahead.
I just wanted to talk about how when people are mentioning the various risks of voting, it's usually people who are speaking for others with previous conditions rather than talking to them and asking what their voting decisions are or what they want for themselves. Because I personally have epilepsy and I'm not legally able to drive a car. So I don't have a driver's license. I have a state issues license that I was able to go to the DMV and get.
Right.
I am a serious risk for COVID-19 if I get infected. And because I have a previous condition of asthma, so I stay safe. I wash my hands. I wear a mask. But if I'm able to go out and do my job in grocery shop, there's no reason why I shouldn't be able to go and vote. So all these people who are saying, these various people who are getting disenfranchised, if you truly believe that they are so incompetent that they can't handle their civic duty, then you're being insulting to them, and you should be listening to the people rather than telling them what is being taken away from them.
Yeah, it's a great point, Maggie. Thank you for sharing with us.
Thank you.
Yeah, be safe out there. We appreciate that. Yeah, there you go. Maggie's going to go vote. I mean, and she certainly would qualify with her medical situation to absentee vote.
Well, the biggest reason I've seen so far is that people don't want to wait in line on election day.
That's it. Mm-hmm. That's it.
I'm like,
And they ask
you're waiting
you
in line now. I've never had that big of a problem with that long of a line before.
No, I'm thinking the lines are going to be pretty short, too, if everybody's doing
seriously
it now. Like, right on. Thank
Could
you.
Could be. I'll see you next Tuesday is when I'll see you. How about that? We're going to talk to Mark Carter from County Council when we come back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.